Welcome, welcome to the English Podcast with Tommy from learnenglishwithtommy.com. Hi there. Before we start this week's episode, I've got a question for you. Would you like to improve your English on the go with weekly grammar exercises, a WhatsApp group chat, and podcast transcripts from this podcast? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, 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 then go to www.tommybradfordsenglishschool.com/English to go for more details. And now, let's listen to this week's episode. Said podcast, English podcast with Tommy. Today's guest is someone who you will who you've heard of before, but at the time of recording her first episode about the Netflix hit series Emily in Paris is still not up. I'd like to welcome all the way from sunny Venezuela, Jessica Marquez.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Really glad to be here.
It's a pleasure. We loved you the first time. We thought, well, why don't we come and ask you for a second time? You know, but don't get too greedy. Don't get too greedy. You might not get three turns. You know, that's
oh.
Just. Oh, there it goes. There goes the invitation for her third episode.
Yes.
By the way, that's me basically just telling everyone, Jessica Marquez, we want you back on the third episode.
I'll be back, babe. I love it.
Super. So for those of us who have never heard of Jessica Marquez, apart from those maybe in the town or village or city that you come from in Venezuela, which is a beautiful country but marred with lots of problems politically, which we're not going to dive into because that's just too dark.
Yeah, thank you.
Who are you? Where do you come from? And why are you even here?
Well, as you said so well, my name is Jessica Marquez. I come from Venezuela, a beautiful city called Maracay, and I'm an English teacher. I am an English coach, both. And I help young professionals to speak English confidently and fluently through conversations. Because, well, I love to speak, I love to connect, and I love to serve people. And that's actually why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what Tommy does so well in this podcast.
Oh, wow.
We speak a lot, we connect, and we serve you guys, teaching you a few things about English.
Yeah, and for those of you who've never seen Jessica in action, she is someone who happily gets up early in the morning to post something like good morning bilinguals, and then she always pours herself a cup of coffee with a selfie of her husband, and maybe if you're lucky you might even get a picture of her daughter in there as well, which she did today actually, which would brighten up anyone's day, I think.
Yes. My daughter woke up very early today and she came running to the office and she wanted to teach like mommy, so she took some of my markers and then an amazing drawer. I might show you later in a special space for her in my office so she doesn't mess up other things. So yeah, this morning she was in my stories.
Yeah. But you're not here to talk about your daughter, despite her being very cute, despite her being very sweet, by the way.
Thank you.
And I have had a conversation with her, a very short one, mind you. You're here to talk about something which I find incredibly out of this world, and I don't mean good out of this world, I mean literally out of this world.
It is out of this world.
And, you know, listeners are probably thinking, oh, just get on with it, talk, let the lady talk. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Let the microphone do the work. Here she is, Jessica Marquez. She's going to talk to you about something called
World of Warcraft.
Oh, God. That brings back some memories of about the sort of...
Have you played it?
Well, I mean, played is a very loose term. It is a very loose term for what I did. I bought Once Upon a Time... figurines from the World of Warcraft, and I never really came to terms with doing that because I apparently I painted the figurines wrong, And I didn't really,
I need pictures.
I can't give you pictures because they are, but they're probably in the bin somewhere, and or recycled into a completely different product, hopefully. But like, I never really got into World of Warcraft, but I understand there is a board game. Is it? Is that what I'm understanding? Is that why I can? Is it called a board game?
It started actually as a computer game. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it evolved, and right now it's like an entire universe, to be honest. But the story is mainly in the computer game.
Okay.
Because you cannot play it any other way. Like, it's not in your PlayStation, it's not in an Xbox, no. You need to play it on the computer.
Yeah.
If
I remember correctly, it was produced by someone called Sid Hammer, is that right? Am I wrong there? Who is it produced by? Someone, wasn't it?
Not sure. I know it belongs to Blizzard.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I love to play this game, but my husband is the one that knows all those details. Like, who wrote what and who produced what. I don't know that part.
Well, it's,
action!
Am I allowed to tell a secret?
Yeah, sure.
Now, this is going out a long time in the future, but we've just had Easter here, haven't we? Well, Easter was about a few weeks back. But I was on your podcast.
Yeah, go ahead, tell my secret.
No, if you don't want me to tell you, if you don't want me to say anything,
yeah,
that's
fine.
Okay.
You can say it.
So, Jessica Marquez, just like many other teachers on this, who are teachers online, like to... have two screens going at once. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
She's right. I'm right. I'm always, you know, in the words of the Big Lebowski, am I right or am I right? You're right. That film is, by the way, very good. That's something I'm going to probably have to do an episode with someone about it anyway. Now, for those of you who are probably thinking, get on with it, boy. What are you talking about? Okay. Now, there are some lessons where teachers like to go into so-called autopilot mode, you know, where we just literally hand over the reins to the student, say, all right, guys, we'd like you to now go and do these exercises on this page or these exercises on this worksheet or whatever it might be. And we will have on our second screen, or maybe even our primary screen, we will be having something going on in the background. Jessica Marquez is one of these well-known teachers, just like yours sincerely here, who happily does that as well from time to time. Not too much, but I like to do it as well. And at Easter, if I remember correctly, you had to go and complete a mission on the World of Warcraft, which was to collect some Easter eggs. Am I right?
Yes, I had literally 1 hour before the event was over for the year. And in that hour, I had a student, and I was like, oh my god, no, why? So, I got into autopilot. I swear I don't do this that much, but I needed to do it, or I had to wait an entire year. And I let my student doing some exercises while I took like 15, 20 minutes to collect the missing eggs that I needed before the event was over. Yeah, I did that.
But there's nothing wrong with doing a bit of autopilot now and again, is there? I mean, generally speaking,
no.
It's what we call self-study. You know, we want our learners to actually do some self-study.
Mm.
And, you know, the idea in some people's heads that we as teachers should always be sat there looking over the shoulder, either metaphorically or literally, of our students, is a myth. Because, you know, if we did that the whole day, well, you know, I mean, we'd fall asleep probably standing, you know. So, but going back to the World of Warcraft, what is the World of Warcraft about?
Okay, this is, like I said, this is like a universe, okay? And here we have a different planet, different like races, okay, species, even. And of course they are at war, like all the time, whether it's among themselves or with some forces that come from other planets, other dimensions even. So my husband is the one that started playing this game almost like, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Okay.
And when we started dating, he told me, you need to play this game. And I was like, no, I don't like to play games on the computer. No. But like I said, now the universe of World of Warcraft is so big that you also have books. You have some board games. Yes, I think there's a Monopoly even. They made a movie. It's not entirely like 100%, you know, it's like an alternative universe, we could say, because the story is totally different from the one in the game. But that was my daughter. You almost got to see her.
Daughter Marquez. Daughter Marquez, please come to the reception. Daughter Marquez, to reception, please.
She left. So my husband said, okay, well, then read these books and tell me what you think about them. So he gave me a trilogy.
Yeah.
I think now there are around like 10 books. I haven't read them all, to be honest.
Yeah.
But because you have to like alternate. You have some expansions in the game, then you have the book to fill in some gaps, then you have another expansion, and so on. So I read the books, and I was like, oh my god, I loved the book. So I needed to see the real character, well, not like real, right? But the characters that actually belong to the game and all this. And you can create your own character. So that's what I did. I created my character. And I started playing.
Okay. Just a quick.
At first, I didn't want to play. Tell me.
Excuse me, miss. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I've got a quick question here because I've been surfing in the background. I know, and you're probably thinking he's on autopilot, the bastard. He brings me up onto his podcast. He's playing. No, I'm not. I'm actually looking at the World of Warcraft website. And I find it's very interesting because you can play it. There are playable races. There are playable classes. For what I can see, there are 13 playable classes, which include warriors, paladins, hunters, priests, druids,
yes,
demon hunters, whatever else you might have in between. And then you've got the playable races, which are humans, dwarfs, night elves, gnomes, draenei, whatever it might be. You know, so there are all of these different races and things. But you're probably thinking as a listener, why is this going to help me improve my English? And Jessica is now going to go back into tell us. Apart from, you know, keep going with the story because we like stories here. But also a quick reminder, there has to be a reason why this would be good for English learners. So, back to you.
Yes, and I have also a story about that because back then when I started playing, I still was in an English teacher, but I've always loved English. So when I started playing, and I started stealing the computer from my husband, he didn't know if it was actually right to introduce me to the game. I asked him, like, can I play in English? Because he was playing in Spanish. But he said, like, I want to listen to the voices in English and things like that. And he was like, yeah, sure, okay. So he changed the game to English so that I could play in English. And I have to say it was, like, amazing. Because each race has a different accent, a different way of speaking. Each class too, you know, and they also have something called cinematics between missions that you have to do, and they are kind of like little glimpses of movies. And you know, you have the different voices, the different accents, the different kind of English, because there are some races that that are like royal. So you listen to words that you don't usually use in a day-to-day kind of thing. You know, so it's like you really need to get into, to dive into the story, because they use all these crazy words, but at the same time, I think it's so enriching.
I don't like to cut you off because you're in full flight. You know, we like people who talk, especially people who don't, you know, the more we hear of the guests, the better. The less we hear of me, even better, you know, because I can just sit here in the background, watch the waves go up and down on my, while we're recording this, make sure that the volume control is perfect. But you said there are certain different races, there are these different races which have different sounding Englishes. So does that mean, are learners then diving into different British, different accents from all over the world?
Correct.
And
actually, I'm not 100% sure about this, but when they create new races, it's my understanding that they kind of like study where do I want this race to live? Are they like from an island? Are they in this part of Azeroth, which is the name of the planet? And according to that, what is the background of this race? How do I want them to sound? And depending on that, well, they hire the actors and things like that.
So they actually have more than one actor or actress doing these different accents.
Yes.
So it's not me basically trying to put on an American or a North American accent. It's actually sort of saying, okay, Tommy, you're going to be one of the royals. Jessica, you can be one of the island people, you know, whatever it might be. So it is literally, they are literally going and selecting people according to the sort of background that they've given to this race or given to that. That is amazing.
Yes, and actually these actors are like very famous inside the World of Warcraft community. Hmm. They do like a convention once a year, and most of the actors go there.
Don't tell me that you've been. Do not tell me that you've been. Do not tell me you've been to the convention.
No, it's one of my dreams. But no, because it's always in the United States, and I still don't have my visa. But I will go. I will go one day.
Yeah, super. Okay, so what we have here is basically a game, but it's not just a game, because, you know, there'll be listeners thinking, oh, it's just a game, so I don't really need to get involved. I can just put it on in the background and it will do it by itself. Do I really, as a learner, need to then go and really listen into what is being said?
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be? Because I'm thinking, if there's is that because of the storyline that you get, or is it because of certain things that are said, certain missions you might have to say?
You have a little bit of everything. Okay. You have, like I said, you have the cinematics, which are like short scenes.
Yeah.
But also throughout the game, you have missions to do, to accomplish. And in these missions, you need to talk to these, I always forget the name of these, even in Spanish. But these characters, they will talk to you like, oh, you need to go this and do that.
You actually communicate with these characters?
Yes, they talk to you. And also, there is a big community here. You can choose your kingdom, whether it's Latin America, Europe, you know, and you can have your own, what they call a guild. That's how my husband plays. I really don't. Because that's like too much technology for me to be playing on one side and talking in the other side. But you can make your own group. And there are some things called dungeons that you have to do with people from around the world.
Yeah.
So you'll be communicating not just, it's not just you listening to English from the game, but you will also need to communicate with people.
Hmm.
Because, for example, these dungeons have some steps, some mechanics, like they call them. And usually there is a leader in the group that will say, okay, guys, now you need to go to this point and do this, and that.
Hmm.
If there are hunters in the group, hunters, please go to this side. Let the, warriors do something else. So you also use English to talk to other people.
So you're not only playing against the computer, you're also playing in a world. You're playing with people all around the world.
Yes.
Now, there'll be people thinking, yes, that's amazing, because now I finally get to speak English with others, you know. But there will be other listeners thinking, super, that means I can just turn Spanish, or I can just keep speaking Spanish, you know, because I'm from Latin America, so I don't need to really put effort into, I don't really need to put much effort into learning English. That's one thing.
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Because, for example, when you need to go to these dungeons, sometimes they are random dungeons, so you don't choose the people that is in your dungeon. Okay. So they can be from Europe, they can be from the United States, they can be from Asia. Usually, next to the name of your character, they say in which kingdom they're from.
Okay.
So you kind of know, this person is from Europe, maybe this person speaks English. But, this person is from Latin America, this person maybe speaks Spanish. But that depends.
Okay, super. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go now and play World of Warcraft in my autopilot lessons, because that's, you know, that's for Jessica to do.
It's hard to play WoW in autopilot, because you really need to pay attention to the missions and to what you're doing. It's a very immersive game. So it's a little bit difficult, unless the, you know, like the other day, you needed to just collect some eggs. Then yes, but usually you can all be in autopilot when you're playing.
Okay, is there any age limitation to this game? Because I can imagine, due to certain things, you know, certain action, certain things that you might have to do during the game, there might be an age limitation on this.
I'm not sure. Maybe, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
My daughter plays sometimes.
And your daughter is how old?
My daughter is 4. But you have in this new expansion, which is about dragons, your character can fly over a dragon. So my daughter loves to fly with this dragon. So sometimes she's like, "Mommy, I want to play with the dragon." So I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay." We open the game for her to, you know, fly around with the dragon.
That's what we would call responsible adulting. That is with Jessica Marquez. Jessica, I'm going to draw something for you. Yeah? You can see my fingers are drawing something. Can you see the box?
Like a square?
Yeah, exactly, like a square. We would like you now to put your Instagram handle and any other sorts of ways of communicating with you into said box, which is going to be underneath this episode.
Yeah, sure, guys. If you want to keep talking about World of Warcraft or just practice English with fun conversations, you can find me on Instagram with Our Conversation Club. You can also listen to my podcast, which is Our Podcast Club. Right now it's just on Spotify, but it will be, hopefully, when you listen to this, in other platforms.
Sweet.
So that's how you can find me. Again, Our Conversation Club.
Our Conversation Club, and the podcast is
Our Podcast Club.
All right, who wouldn't want to do that? You know, two amazing podcasters here, one over in Venezuela, one over here in Germany. Hey, come and listen to us. If you're listening, if you know Jessica and you don't know me, come and follow me. But I'm not putting any of my Instagram handles in there. This is Jessica's. This is Jessica who's doing this. Yes. So, dear listeners, we come to the final moments of this episode, and you're probably thinking, yes, I've now learned a ton load out of a game, which is from a completely different universe, and you're probably thinking, I'm now going to go and download this game. I'm now going to go and play it. Remember, immerse yourself in as much language as you can do. Immerse yourself in the English language as much as you can while you're playing this. And, you know, just have a lot of fun, because would you call this game fun?
Yes, it really is fun.
You know, I never played it, so that's why I had to ask you that, because if I had played it, I would have backed you up on this, but, you know.
Yeah, you have to be careful, it can be addictive. There is actually an episode about that on, I was going to say Breaking Bad, I'm terrible. That's because I'm watching Breaking Bad right now. On The Big Bang Theory.
Ah, okay.
the guys play WoW, they introduce it to Penny, and then Penny becomes addicted to it. So it tends to have that effect on people.
So please make sure that when you look at the clock for the first time, that's when you really have looked at the clock, and you make sure that you come out of the game immediately.
Yeah, do that.
Dear listeners, we'd like to say a mega thank you to you again. It's been a pleasure, Jessica, having you again on the podcast. We'd like to thank you again. And just a quick reminder, you have received the invitation for your third episode already.
Yay.
In this episode.
Great. Yeah?
All right.
We'll see each other again a third time.
But don't be greedy. You can't have 10 times.
Good, good, okay. I'll start thinking about the next subject.
All right, super. Until then, dear listeners, you'll join me again very soon for another episode of the English Podcast with Tommy. It's another goodbye from Maracay in Venezuela.
Bye-bye, guys. It was a pleasure.
And it's another goodbye from me as well here in Germany. Goodbye now.